our first guest for this evening, and her name is Catherine Mulhern. Catherine is a recent high school graduate here in Phoenix, and she was one of what I like to say of a lucky group of high schoolers. She might disagree, but a lucky group of high schoolers who were part of a pilot project for the CALL program here in the diocese. So as you may have read in your program, CALL stands for Catholic Academy for Life Leadership. And it is a 3-year program that provides formation, leadership, and service opportunities for teens in pro-life and chaste living topics, such as the theology of the body, Catholic teaching on human sexuality, and bioethics. In my role as coordinator of the John Paul II Resource Center, I was privileged to work with Cindy Leonard, the coordinator of the Diocesan Office for Natural Family Planning, in order to develop the theology of the body component of the CALL program, which is the first year. So I'm delighted to ask Catherine Mulhern if she'd be so kind to come up and to share with us tonight about her experience in the CALL program. Catherine?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Catherine Mulhern, and I'm honored to be here tonight to speak to you about the Catholic Academy for Life Leadership Program, also known as CALL. I have to tell you, public speaking has never been my forte, so you'll have to bear with me. When I was asked to speak about the CALL program, I was like, oh yeah, no big deal, I'd love to, assuming I'd be speaking to a small group. But you know what they say about assuming. You shouldn't do it. So here I am, a little nervous, but very excited to tell you about the CALL program and how it has affected my life. I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak through me and that I am able to give the CALL program the justice it deserves. Before I talk to you about the program, I would like to tell you a little bit about myself. As Katrina said, I am 19 years old and graduated last year from high school. I have had the blessing to take a gap year serving as a missionary in the Regnum Christi movement. As of now, I'm home due to health reasons, but hopefully, God willing, I'll be back in the field soon. Looking ahead to next year, I still don't know what Christ has in store, but I'm looking into the University of Dallas, Franciscan University of Steubenville, and I'm also very open to giving a second year of service. So we'll see where he takes me. If someone had asked me as a freshman in high school if I would ever consider giving a year of service, my answer would have been absolutely not. But Christ blessed me with so many amazing people and opportunities through high school, the CALL program being one of them, that have helped me to really understand my faith, choose it as my own, love it, and desire to share it with everyone I encounter. The CALL program is a 3-year high school program that provides leadership training, formation through topics such as theology of the body, teachings on human sexuality and bioethics, and it provides opportunities of service. It is a program that supports parents in their aim to offer their son or daughter a truthful and faithful Catholic worldview with the hope of happy, healthy, and holy relationships and a vibrant faith through college and for the rest of their lives. I can tell you firsthand that this program does just that. My experience with CALL was truly amazing. I was part of the first graduating group, also known as the guinea pig group. We started out small, having meetings in people's homes, hearing guest speakers on all kinds of topics related to life and love issues, doing service projects close by, attending a retreat, and growing close as a group. I think that is the part that most influenced me, the new friendships made and the old friendships bonded. It was so encouraging to see that there are other high schoolers who also love their faith and who want to be leaders. We need leaders in our society today, especially in our high schools. I had the blessing to not be faced with much peer pressure at my high school, but I experienced through many friends who attended other schools the effect society can have on you, and it truly made me sad. So often, kids are not confident in themselves and who Christ created them to be. I experienced this myself for a long time and acted like someone I wasn't, not confident, not striving for holiness so I could be accepted. I've also experienced leaders in my life, seeing someone who goes against the current, who is authentic and lives their beliefs no matter what others think. That is the kind of person that I want to be. Those are the kind of people the CALL program helps form. I think society today wants to sell us a cheap love that has supposed immediate gratification, but it is neither filling nor fulfilling. Christ wants to give us true happiness, and the CALL program helps make that clear. The CALL program teaches you about the dignity of life, loving other people, not for their body or for their possessions, but as children of God. And most importantly, to be confident in Christ's love for you, just the way you are, made in his image. I have total confidence that Christ will use the CALL program as an instrument to form leaders and to bring souls to him. The CALL program has helped me in so many ways, and I am so grateful to everyone who is and will be a part of this beautiful program. I would highly recommend it to any high schooler. I think the words of Blessed John Henry Newman sum up what I discovered through the CALL program. God has created me to do some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I am a link in a chain, a bond of a connection between persons. I shall do good. I shall do his work. Therefore, I will trust him, whatever, wherever I am. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Catherine, and thank you for being one of the guinea pigs.